Well, let's cross over to Berkeley, California, joined by political analyst Mr. Henry Noor. Thank you so much for being with us. Looking at the more than a decade with the situation, first of all, with Guantanamo Bay still being open and still having so many prisoners who haven't gotten a trial, how likely are we going to be seeing a change in this? Do you think the hunger strike will be able to put enough pressure to bring about a change in the policies there?
Frankly, no. I don't see any prospect of a change. I think that the Obama administration has just decided to let those people rot.
You know, one thing that's worth noting is that a majority, more than half of them, have already been approved for release by all of the American authorities. The CIA and all the other authorities have agreed that those people are not guilty of a crime, are not a danger to anybody, and yet they are still being held there. Many of them were cleared 6-7 years ago, and they're just sitting there rotting. I don't think they will die, because my understanding is that the policy of the American authorities there now is to force feed people. They strap them down in chairs and then forcefully insert a tube through their nose and put some kind of nutritional fluid into them to keep them alive, because it would be embarrassing to the Americans if people die. So unless there's a change in policy to allow them to die, I think they will be kept alive, but in the most horrible, brutal conditions, and with no prospect, no hopes, and no process even that might lead to their release at this point. It's very disheartening.
Where is the outrage, let's say, from human rights organizations? Are they not able to put enough pressure on Washington to implement the changes? And also from these various nations where these prisoners are from, why aren't we seeing and hearing more of an outcry?
Well, that's a very good question, and I can't give you a good answer. There are a handful of groups in the United States and in the United Kingdom that are heroically trying to keep some pressure on, that are providing legal representation and trying to take this issue through the American courts, but they keep getting beaten down. And as for the governments, I mean, I believe about half of the people are from Yemen. Unfortunately, the government in Yemen seems to be to have reached some kind of accommodation with the Americans where they're not going to make this an issue at all. The other detainees in Guantanamo are from a variety of countries, and all of them seem to be unwilling to challenge the Americans. In terms of pressure, one thing to note that people around the world may be not aware of is that there's virtually no attention to this in the American media. Most Americans have completely forgotten about Guantanamo. There's nothing in our press here unless you look hard on the internet at alternative sources and that kind of thing. But there's just no, things were better from that point of view under Bush, because at that point, a lot of liberal Americans, professed outrage at the abuses that the Bush administration was carrying on. Since Obama has taken office, sad to say, most of those people who professed outrage at Bush have just turned the other way and let Obama continue essentially the same policies. We used to say not quite without quite as much brutality and torture, but now the information from Guantanamo is that in recent months, the policy of the people administering the prison has gotten much more aggressive, that they're invading the prisoners' cells and seizing their personal effects, their letters and photographs, and that kind of thing. So we're back. Several of the prisoners have written to their lawyers, told their lawyers that things are going back to the darkest days of the Bush administration, and yet even most of the American liberal politicians and media people are just silent on this.
Okay.
It is very disheartening.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Berkeley, political analyst Mr. Henry Noor.